إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Beloved Muslims, dear brothers and sisters, allow me to continue the subject that I started last week about good manners. This is a subject that is of extreme importance and significance, and it is a time that we live when we need this quality the most. And let me remind us all of the two main hadith that I mentioned in my previous khutbah. That is the same of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam: أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا أَحَاسِنُهُمْ أَخْلَاقًا. The most complete in their iman among the believers are those who are best in their conduct. And the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam: مَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ أَثْقَلَ فِي مِيزَانِ الْعَبْدِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنْ حُسْنِ الْخُلُقِ. There is nothing that weighs more, there is nothing that is heavier in the scale of the good deeds of the person on the day of resurrection than good manners. Dear brothers and sisters, because of the virtues of good manners, we find that good manners are not only part of our dealings and interaction in Islam. Rather, good manners is an integrating part of many ibadat, many acts of worship. It is part of our ibadah. Take for example the prayer, salah, which is the most important obligation after ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan rasulullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إذا سمعتم الإقامة فامشوا إلى الصلاة وعليكم بالسكينة والوقار. Whenever you hear the call for Iqama, walk in order to join the congregation, walk as opposed to rushing, running, racing with someone. Walk وعليكم بالسكينة والوقار, and walk in peace and tranquility. This is something other than the worship itself. This is a manner that we have to possess while we are joining the congregation. It is a way by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is developing our character, that you are standing before Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so it doesn't befit the person who is joining the prayer to rush, to run, to race. Rather, she should calmly, in peace and tranquility, walk and join the congregation. In the Quran, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about salah, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Indeed, prayer forbids the praying person from indecencies and evil. Again, it is something other than the salah. It is the fruit of the salah. It is a development for the character of the Muslims. But Allah Azza wa Jal here is telling us that prayer refines the character of the praying person. Concerning Siyam, we find that in many of the instructions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reiterated time and time again that the purpose of the Siyam is not only to abstain from eating and drinking. Rather, فلا يرفث ولا يجهل, let him not speak anything that is indecent, and let him not act foolishly. That is the fasting person. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس لله حاجة أن يدع طعامه وشرابه. That the person who does not leave falsehood and acting upon it, Allah has no need for this person to leave his food and drink. Again, fasting and something other than fasting, that must accompany this ibadah. We see that many etiquettes, many good manners, they are attached and become part of our worship and our going close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hajj, a third example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجَّ فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. Whoever intends to perform Hajj and get engaged in this, in the status of Ihram, then فَلَا رَفَثَ, no indecencies, وَلَا فُسُوقَ, no rebellion, disobedience, and وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ, and there is no dispute in Hajj. So when you are engaged in the ibadah of Hajj, you are a different person, a person who is more sensitive when it comes to dealing with others, sensitive to what you say and what you do, and how you react to people. Zakah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُبْتِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَى. Or you who believe, do not invalidate your charities by reminders of your own charities and by harming those people to whom you gave the money and donations. Talking about sadaqah, charity, but there is something else. The manner in which we deliver this sadaqah, a manner that may cause our sadaqah to be invalid and not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another example concerning our marital relationship, which reveals a very beautiful and unique aspect in Islam, that good manners and etiquette does not only govern the marital life when the wife and the husband are joined together in the contract of marriage. Rather, it governs their separation and divorce. So even in divorce, where people tend to transgress, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِمْسَاكُمْ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ تَسْرِيحٌ بِإِحْسَانٍ. فَإِمْسَاكُمْ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ تَسْرِيحٌ, you either live with them on a goodly manner, in a goodly manner, or you release them in a goodly manner. We have a relationship, but even if this relationship is to be ended, still Islamic manners must govern this separation and this divorce. Of course, there are many instructions when it comes to our dealings and interactions, business interactions. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man ghashana falaysa minna." Whoever cheats us, he is not one of us. And he said, "Al makru wal khida'u fi an-nar," that plotting and deception is in the hellfire. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said regarding the seller of a buyer of a certain merchandise that فَإِنْ صَدَقَا وَبَيَّنَا بُورِكَ لَهُمَا فِي بَيْعِهِمَا وَإِنْ كَذَبَا وَكَتَمَا مُحِقَتْ بَرَكَةُ بَيْعِهِمَا. If both of them
if they were truthful and they declare whatever defects, whatever flaws that are there in the merchandise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless, put barakah in their dealing. But if they lied and if they concealed the defects, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away from them the blessings of the barakah of their dealing. The manner in which we address people. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as you know, he was sent to people who were sharp tempered, were harsh, were bad ones, and they became totally different people because of the adab, because of the etiquettes that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي ولا تجهروا له بالقول. Oh, you who believe, do not raise your voices above that of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do not speak loud to him, and many other etiquettes. Bottom line, dear brothers and sisters, is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam: "Inna Allah katab al-ihsan ala kulli shay." Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa taala prescribed excellence in dealing with everything. فَإِذَا قَتَلْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الْقِتْلَ وَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الذِّبْحَ. So even when you kill an animal in order to eat it, do it right. Do it right. Do it in a manner that minimizes the discomfort on this animal. Just sharpen your knife. See, this is the rahmah of Islam towards an animal. And as I know, you know, dear brothers and sisters, a woman who led a sinful life entered paradise because of the manner in which she dealt with a thirsty dog, an animal, a prostitute. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven her because of the merit of al-ihsan, and the excellence in her dealing with a dog, let alone dealing with a whole human being. This is an aspect that is very hidden nowadays, buried nowadays in the lives of Muslims, in dealing with one another and in dealing with the non-Muslim. And it is something that we find in every aspect in our deen. Dear brothers and sisters, dealing with people is not the easiest thing in the world. Rather, it is something hard. At the same time, it is something rewarding. Rather, we cannot be best Muslims without dealing with people. We cannot reach the highest rank in Islam and be among the dwellers of the highest ranks in paradise without dealing with people. So in Islam, the person who just find, you see, some place on the top of a hill and have a place where he dedicates his life for worship, he is not the ideal Muslim. Rather, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, الَّذِي يُخَالِطُ النَّاسَ وَيَصْبِرُ عَلَىٰ أَذَاهُمْ أَفْضَلُ مِنَ الَّذِي لَا يُخَالِطُ النَّاسَ وَلَا يَصْبِرُ عَلَىٰ. The person who deals with people, interacts with people, and is patient with the harm that may reach him from them, is better than the person who does not deal with people and does not interact with them. And therefore you find many of the worship acts in Islam, they have a communal and social dimension for them. Look at this prayer, Salatul Jumu'ah. Do you think that the only dimension that is considered in the Salatul Jumu'ah is the spiritual aspect? If this is the case, then it will be sufficient for the people to stay at home and pray at home. Rather, it could be better because they can be more focused with a lot less interferences. But it is something other than the spiritual aspect along with this spiritual aspect that is considered in some ibadat like Salat al-Jum'ah and many other ibadat, it is based on dealing with people, interacting with people, calling to Allah, enjoining good, forbidding evil, visiting the sick, advice, making performing the obligation of nasiha. So we cannot be at our best by isolating ourselves with people. It is hard to deal with people because people they come from different backgrounds, different cultures, different education level, different, they are different. And when we are dealing with them, we have to keep in mind these differences. We cannot deal in the same manner with everybody. Rather, we have to consider these differences in the way of our by which we are dealing with people, and therefore it's not something that's easy. There are people who are righteous, and there are people who are corrupt. There are people who spread righteousness, and there are people who spread corruption. There are people who are a key to all that is good, and there are people who are a key for all that's evil. There are people who look for the poor person in order to take care of them, and there are people who look for the poor person people to take advantage of them. There are people who look for an orphan in order to sponsor him, feed him, clothe him, and take care of him. There are others who look for orphans in order to exploit them. So people are different, and therefore it's not easy to deal with them. However, inshallah, I'm going to reveal to you a secret, inshallah, by which we can be very successful in dealing with each other. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وإمام المتقين محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. You brothers and sisters, we were talking about how people are different and how difficult it is to deal with people. There are some people with whom you deal in a very good manner, in a very courteous, generous manner, but they respond to you with a bad attitude or bad words or behavior. There are others whom you may invite to your home that in order to be generous with them, in order to honor them and host them, and they come to your home to find the defects in order to come out and expose you. There are some who work for whom you work very hard in order to show them how much you love them, and they don't deal in the same manner with you. So it is hard, but at the same time it's rewarding. And here is a secret that I want to reveal today that will inshallah help us be very successful in dealing with one another. And this secret is that we have, when we are dealing with one another, be conscious with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be mindful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and have a pure intention, seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to keep this in our mind when we are dealing with everyone. So when we give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to expect that I'm going to get something in return. When we withhold for the sake of Allah. We love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we get angry for the sake of Allah, not for something that is personal. So this is the most important measure in succeeding when we are dealing with one another, to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to deal with people for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this aspect has been emphasized in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like for example, when it comes to spending, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in many places of the Quran that spending need to be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. They give food in spite of their love for it to a poor orphan and a captive, saying that indeed we feed you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we don't expect from you a gratitude or reward. Rather, this is done for the sake of Allah in order to be protected during a distressful day, that is the day of resurrection. This is with respect to spending. When you spend, you don't expect that you be thanked by people. There is a duty upon people to thank when they are dealt with in a generous manner. But as a donor, you only seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When one seeks to reconcile between two brothers or two people or two groups, only the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be sought. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, لَا خِيْرَ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِّن نَجْوَاهُمْ إِلَّا مَنْ أَمَرَ بِصَدَقَةٍ أَوْ مَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ إِصْلَاحٍ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ فَسَوْفَ نُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. That there is no good in much of their private conversations except for those who enjoin a charity or what is right, or seek to reconcile between people. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ ابْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ فَسَوْفَ نُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. And whoever does this for the sake of Allah, we shall grant him great reward. Again, a reminder that we need to do whatever we do for the sake of Allah, not so people may say that, MashaAllah, he is a person who is joining the hearts of the people together and so on and so. Because sometimes a reconciliatory effort may turn to be a third conflict, you see, beside the two parties that one is trying to join together. Why? Because people expect to be appreciated, to that they are listened to when they speak. While one, after doing his best, his reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if people accept that, fine. If not, he has done whatever it takes in order to try to join the people together. When someone perseveres, one should not do this because there is no choice but to persevere, because it is better for his health, because maybe his blood pressure is going to go up. Rather, one persevere for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so on and so forth. وَأَقِيمُ الشَّهَادَةَ لِلَّهِ. Another example, that if you are required to give a testimony, give it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we do this, if we seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we are dealing with one another, we will live at ease. Because sometimes we live in agony. We live with disappointment that this person I invited so many times to my home, he never invited me. Well, if you are inviting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's it. Your word is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't expect anything from him. So people live with that, this person, I'm dealing with him in very good manner, I'm generous with him, but he is not generous with me. So if one does things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one will live at ease. And know, dear brothers and sisters, that pleasing people is an impossible mission. Because whatever pleases so and so is the very thing that displeases another person. So our concern should be to please Allah. Why? Because pleasing Allah is something that is possible. And why should people really spend all their time and effort in order to do something that is impossible for giving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who owns the heart? If we please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah has the controls of the control of the heart, then Allah will join us together. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا. Indeed, those who believe and work righteous, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will join them with love, will grant them love, will make them, will love them and make them love one another. So our focus should be more on pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without disregarding people. We should give people their rights. We should give people the will that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, no more, no less. We don't worship people, we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But part of worshipping Allah, part of being conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to fulfill the rights of people and not to transgress against their rights. Dear brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من أرضى الناس بسخط الله سخط الله عليه وأسخط عليه من أرضاه. Whoever seeks to please people by doing something that angers Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal will be angry at him and will cause the people whom he saw their pleasure to be angry at him. Why? Because the heart is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, dear brothers, ikhlas, 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 when we are dealing with one another. Ikhlas is not only when we pray, when we fast. Rather, ikhlas is also needed when we are dealing with one another. And all of you remember the story that is mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari, wherein a person gave in a charity for a thief. He gave a thief some money, but he was sincere. He did it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And people started talking that this person has been giving money to a thief. He doesn't know about it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted this because of his sincerity, because he did not know that this is a thief. And then the second day he gave some charity for a prostitute. He does not know. And Allah accepted his because of his sincerity, because of the purity of his intention. And on the third day he gave it to a rich person. And in every case, the wisdom was that if the thief is given money, he may think that there is a halal way to get money. It's not, why should I steal money? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can suffice me from ways that I never expected. Dear brothers and sisters, the bottom line is that we need to good deal with one another in a good manner, with al-ihsan. And remember that Allah has made some of us as means of testing others. وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً أَتَصْبِرُونَ. We have made some of you as trial for others. Are you going to be patient? Are you going to persevere? And these good manners, they are not, and some people may say that, okay, this is how I am created. This is by my nature, I get angry. And we have to keep this in mind, that the people who do not possess good manners naturally, people can train to acquire and possess this manner, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ, and deal with people in a goodly manner. And Rasulullah never orders us to do something that is impossible. Rather, it is within our power and ability to change our manner and to develop our character and to become better in dealing with one another. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّمَا الْحِلْمُ بِالتَّحَلُّمِ. إِنَّمَا الْحِلْمُ بِالتَّحَلُّمِ. That if you want to be patient, then you need to seek to be patient and train yourself to be patient. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us good manners.